Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yep, no, it's live. It's live. We're live.
We're live.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, August 21st. I apologize for the sound. I am actually up north at a place called Outdoor Adventures here in Standish. What Outdoor Adventures is it's a place where people can come camping. You know, if you're a member, you can bring people with you that aren't members. My aunt here is a member. I'm not one, but we're out here in the clubhouse at Outdoor Adventure here in Standish. They have two different pools here, one of which is indoors, one is out. They have all kinds of different stuff. They have a video game, they have a game room, they have a little food place, they have, you can bring your tents up here and camp, or they have cabins you can rent. We're in a cabin. I'm up here with my aunt for the night. I would have came a different night. It was looking like I might have, but turns out Saturday is my mom's birthday, so I'm going to be down in the Detroit area, going to go to her house, see what's going on there, go see what's going on down at Great Lakes Crossing. Speaking of which, Great Lakes Crossing is a great shopping place. And believe it or not, it is actually, Michigan Outdoor Adventures is actually one of Great Lakes Crossing's partners, believe it or not. And so, I think that's pretty neat, to say the least. I don't know if that's because of Davison or what. Speaking of Davison, they do have various campgrounds. Outdoor Adventure does. They have one here in Standish. They have one, another one kind of nearby here. What's that one that's kind of nearby here, Shelley? Where is it? That one that's kind of nearby here, not Mount Pleasant, that other one. There's one over there. There's one in Grand Haven near Muskegon. And there's one in Mount Pleasant. And then there's one over in, like I said a minute ago, there's also one down in Davison. I have been to the Davison one and, of course, to this one and to the one in Mount Pleasant. The one in Mount Pleasant is a bit smaller than this one. The one in Davison is the biggest one. They're headquartered, though, back down in Bay City is where they're headquartered at. And the idea of it is a place where people can go and camp during the summertime. You can come hunting, fishing. They have other activities. You know, you can, we're going to make some s'mores in a little bit. and possibly put some stuff on the fire. I don't know as to what we're going to put on the fire, to be honest with you. But we might put, we're going to make some s'mores. We might put some other stuff on the fire. I don't know. I mean food to eat, not stuff to burn and destroy, stuff to eat. But if you're looking for a nice place to get away, outdoor adventure is the place to come. Like if you're looking for like a short getaway during the summer, that's kind of close to home, like this is. And yes, there is Wi-Fi here, but you're still out in nature to a degree. I mean, you know, you could be in buildings. It's very quiet. And the times that I've been to these outdoor adventures places, I really like them. Now, someone I know of gets this confused with Michigan's adventure over in Muskegon. But that is an amusement park. This is a place you go to go camping and swimming and what have you. It's a nice place. And I like it up here. Now I'm believing that someday I'm going to be able to see all these woods and trees and what have you. Now, I want to see what snow looks like, too, during the winter, but I don't know that I'd appreciate how the trees look when they're bare. Needless to say, I wish summer could just continue on forever. But unfortunately, with it being August 21st, we're a month away from the fall solstice, Labor Day's less than 2 weeks away. Good news, though, in my mind at least, is that regular season football starts up next week. And as a programming announcement, I want to let you know that starting Wednesday, next Wednesday, August 28th, we're going to start doing Football Central Monday and Wednesday nights. It will be fueled by Dairy Queen, and hopefully the Pumpkin Blizzard will make a return. I'm ready just for the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard to make a return at Dairy Queen. As I am ready to enjoy pumpkin everything. I just wish you could have pumpkin everything and it still be summer for a couple more months. I do. But apparently that's not how it works. So few verses I want to bring to your attention. In the Gospels, it says, Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, a mustard seed, you'll be able to say to this mountain, move from here to there. And it will move. And God's given us dominion and authority. And we can say to that thing that's hindering us, you spirit, I bind you in the name of Jesus from the Atlantic to the Pacific. That's how far away you'll be. What I mean is that sickness or disease, it'll be as far away from you as the Atlantic is from the Pacific, or the East from the West. And it shall be done. Another verse that comes to mind. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We could say, faith is the substance of what we hope for, the evidence of what has not manifested itself yet in our lives, in our bodies. Example. Right now, I know Jesus bought and paid for my sight on Calvary. However, I do not see. No, let me rephrase that. Jesus bought my sight on Calvary. Therefore, by faith, I see. Although that sight has not been manifested to my eyes yet. Even though Jesus did pay the price for my healing, for my eyesight, on the cross. What I just referred to, by the way, Hebrews 11:1. Other faith verses. In Hebrews 11, it talks about all these different Old Testament folk, Abraham, Sarah. It talks about Moses and the people of Egypt. It talks about Joshua and everything that happened. How Noah built that ark as God commanded. Even though it didn't start raining. He built it by faith, not out of fear. I want to challenge you tonight in this. Am I going to walk in faith? Or am I going to walk in fear? Faith or fear? You get to choose. I choose to walk in faith. Knowing that regardless of what comes out, God has me in his hand. I'm not worried about whether or not God has me in his hand. I know he has me in his hand. He has my world. He holds my world in his hand. He has everything I need. He has the answers that I don't have. Same with all of you. Those of you who know Jesus, if you know Jesus, there's no reason for you to walk in fear. And you want to know something? Pastor Parsley said this a couple weeks ago. If you are fearful, then you are faithless. If you are faithful, then why should you have any fear? I am convinced that Jesus' perfect love casts away all fear. Sometimes we might get a bad report. You may get a bad report from the doctor that says cancer or heart disease or other things. And when they say these certain things, like what you have is malignant. I tell you, it is not an easy thing. Now, when I had cancer, I was just a little guy. But I just know for sure it is not an easy thing. It is a big thing. And you get to choose. Am I going to walk in faith and believe God, the Almighty God, for my healing? Or am I going to live in fear and possibly die as a result of it? Now, the First Family in Living Word Church knows all about this. Pastor's wife had a battle with cancer. Pastor's son's wife. That family chose to live by faith and to fight with everything they had. And they examine themselves to see, what hedges are we breaking? What's going on here? Why are we being attacked like this? And then with some stuff Dawn went through later, and then Jaden's drowning, and then she came back to life. After each one of those, they look at that themselves and like, what are we doing wrong? But you want to know what? Regardless of the things we go through, we must continue to walk by faith. And when you're going through the battle, that's not the time to go on a faith vacation, for your faith to be on a faith vacation. In other words, what I mean is, you know, what I mean is, like, you're not working your faith. You're not taking dominion. You don't. And how do you build up faith? By hearing. And hearing the Word of God. This is why church is so important. And if you're going to, like, I don't know, one church service every, I don't know, one church service every 5 years. Maybe one every 6 months or whatever. I tell you something. You're not really building up faith when you're doing that, because then it gets exhausted. And let me tell you something. This could be a bombshell for some of you who are new to the kingdom. And that is that faith does not come by reading your Bible. It only comes by hearing it preached. That means going to church. Can also mean listening to it on cassette, watching it on YouTube. Better hope it's a good field preacher, like Dr. Buckley, John Osteen, Lester Sumrall, Kenneth Hagin. Brad Parsley, one of the good spirit-filled, water-baptized preachers. And I don't mean water-baptized, I mean fire-baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Because it's really important when you're going through the battle that your faith is built up. And everybody goes through stuff. Everybody. And when you're going through the battle, if you have faith built up in you, you can just know that God is on your side. And I can get through this with God on my side. And if you keep speaking forth life and speak and calling it by faith, I live by faith. I thank you, Jesus, by faith, by faith. If you choose to just go in fear, though, fear can just swallow you. And then you won't get your prayers answered. And so you got to choose. Am I going to live by faith? Or, no, am I going to live in fear and just make it worse and worse and worse and worse because of my living in fear and not giving it to God? Or am I going to walk by faith? Give it to God. Build my faith up. In that time of desperation, cling to the hem of Jesus' garment, like that lady with the issue of blood that did that, that had the issue of blood for 12 years. And she said, if I just touch the hem of his cloak, I shall be made well. She touches his cloak. She's healed. Lord God, I thank you for this message tonight. Thank you that we'll just look at ourselves. Thank you that we'll choose to live by faith. I thank you, Lord God, that we will be doers of this word, Lord God, tonight. Doers of the word and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. There's something I want to mention before I go into a quick sports update, and that is the flea market. On Saturday at Living Word Church, Saturday, August 24th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., is the flea market. And what it is it is everything's in a big, huge tent. And you can go to the flea market and you can pick yourself up some things. Everything there is free. They'll have clothing. They'll have... Yes, like I said, there will be clothing there. There will be household supplies, likely. There will be 300 backpacks given away. The life of Christ will be shown and shared. And it's just going to be amazing. I know God's just going to do amazing things at that flea market. And if you're in need of some stuff, go take a look. There'll also be hot dogs, popcorn, free soda. There'll be Coca-Cola. And hey, Shelly, how can you go wrong with a free Coke? What? No response? What can go wrong with a free Coke? Well, nothing goes wrong with a free Coke. So go check out that flea market on Saturday. As I said, it's 2010 North Stark Road, a mile north of US 10, at the corner of Lutz Road, out in the parking lot, in a big tent. No. Where's your Nana? All right. Real quick for sports. The Tigers fell. The Tigers fell last night to the Astros 6-3. At one point, they had guys. They had the bases loaded with no outs. And then what do you know? They blow the game, lose the game. And it's not pretty. We'll try again tonight. Now, Lions, Friday night, they play the Bills. Hopefully, with this being their dress rehearsal game, hopefully they can find a way to win the ball game. And that's all I have. Listeners, I pray Psalms 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I pray that your hand is on us, and we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.